Hey, my boy, check it out. Hey, check it out. Hey, check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Hey, check it out. Check it out. Hey, check it out. Hey, check it out. Check it out. Hey, check it out. Check it out. Hey, check it out. Hey, check it out. Hey, check it out. Hey, check it out. Yo, 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 yo. What's good, my beautiful kings and queens? This is the first episode of Hey, Check It Out. But you gotta say it like, hey, check it out. It's just me on my podcast. First episode. You know, we'll get some guests in here sooner or later, you feel me? But for the meantime, in between time, I'm saying we're gonna get into this shit. Hey, yo, check it out. I'm saying I'm doing this off Toro. I appreciate the opportunity to do a podcast, get my voice heard or whatever. Hey, check it out. I'm just from the streets like y'all, my brothers and sisters, you feel me? Because, like, I ain't special. You know what I'm saying? I just got a unique point of view about certain situations, you feel me? But, you know what I'm saying, I'm crafty. You know what I'm saying, I'm your host. You know what I'm saying, check it out. It's on all platforms. You know what I'm saying, y'all listen, man. If y'all like it, continue to listen, subscribe. If y'all don't, then spin off on my kids. Because, like, I get down on the motherfucker quick. You know what I'm saying? Fan letters and all that shit. That's cool. But, like, motherfucker to write me hating shit on my kids, I get down on the motherfucker. Talk about a motherfucker real bad. But we're going to say that shit. You feel me? What we getting into first, man? We're going to get into sports, man. I watched the preseason football game, Chicago versus Miami. I was trying to see how Fields is looking. That boy looking nice, man. That he came in after Andy Dalton, you feel me? But the man looking nice. He threw a pick, I'm saying, but he also threw a touchdown wide open. He was gone, taking off on the ass on foot, you feel me? So, like, that's beautiful for Chicago, you feel me? But, you know, I'm Skull Gang. I just love sports. I want to see Justin Fields go crazy, but not on them Vikings, you feel me? I'm Skull Gang, you understand me? My kids, fuck is you talking about? But yeah, he looked nice out there, man. They gotta start that man. I don't understand why they try to start Dalton over him. You know what I'm saying, Dalton late in his career, the man ain't really played in no meaningful games in a long time, you know. So like, get a brother a chance, man. Y'all already fucked up and grabbed Trubisky. Y'all passed on Patty Ice and a couple other motherfuckers, you feel me? So, like, y'all fucking up down there in Chirac, boy. Y'all better get that shit together. Oh, cheap, because we out here. You know, I'm Skull Gang. Whole lot of Viking shit. Shout out to the Minnesota Vikings, man. What else we got, man? Michael Thomas and the Saints, man. Dude don't want to play for the Saints. I ain't gonna lie. Like, last year, I thought the nigga was just hurt. They said he was, and then they suspended him for some weird shit. I don't know what the fuck happened, but I don't understand, like, this nigga cold as fuck. You gotta be on the field. Now they talking about he ain't get the surgery in this offseason that he was supposed to get. So, it ain't looking like dude wanna play. Because if he wanted to play, he'd have got the surgery. He would have been had the surgery, been healed from it, came back feeling good. You feel me? He prolonged the surgery on purpose because he don't want to play for them people. Shit. They done gave the man all that motherfucking money. Now he trying to get up out of there. You feel me? This shit crazy, but hey, to each his own, man. You know, he just don't want to be there no more. He been ignoring their motherfucking calls. Sean Payton mad than a motherfucker, boy. They asking him shit. I don't want to make this press conference, bro. Mad than a motherfucker. Ugly ass. Well, you can't be mad. First of all, you dumb as fuck. Dude is in a bind between Jameis Winston and the motherfucking white man. What's his name? Y'all know the boy name, man. He be running this shit, coming in for Drew Brees and shit. 3-1 record last year when Drew Brees went down. But the man just ain't a real starting quarterback. I feel like Jameis Winston, the man threw 30 TDs, 30 interceptions. Like, you can't go no better than that. You know he ain't finna throw another 30 interceptions. Let the man throw it. He can sling that bitch. His accuracy downfield is fucking immaculate. You know what I'm saying? Let the man sling that bitch, see what he do. He get the fucking up. Let Taysom Hill in that bitch. Let him see what he can do. But, like I said, they in the NFC too, so I don't give a fuck. It's all about the motherfucking Vikings on this end. You understand me? You know what I'm saying? So, like, I hope they get that shit together. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. What else going on, man? shit, let's talk about these motherfucking Lakers, man. Let's talk about these Lakers, man. Bron is soft as hell. He know he ain't finna be all the way, you know what I'm saying, able to play 82 games. First of all, 40 minutes a night, nah. It's going to be on the low end of 30, 32 minutes. So they need all them little extra fill-ins. I think Melo going to go crazy. You know what I'm saying? I think Westbrook going to go crazy. Triple-double king. He going to do his shit on my kids. But I don't think that's enough firepower for the Nets. Because, like, KD Napier ass. My fucking boy. I love that bitch. For connect the dot head ass boy, my kid. That bitch, can't nobody guard him. He gonna shoot over everybody. You know what I'm saying? He gonna do whatever the fuck he wanna do while he on the court. Then they got James Harden. The man is a fucking wizard. And then Kyrie. Can't nobody guard them niggas, folks. And then they building their team too. They talking to JJ Redick. I heard JJ Redick possibly signing. That's not confirmed, but we got our bass players from last year. They signed Bruce Bowen to some, Bruce Brown to some more years. You know what I'm saying? That's good. You know what I'm saying? They got their role players and shit. But I just don't feel like nobody could fuck with that big three. And that big three was jam-packed in that little season. Like, the season was a quick turnaround. Everybody was, but They still made a run at it, you feel me? But motherfucker, no. If all three of them was hefty, it'd have been shit. It'd have been shit Giannis could do. On my kids, his ass would have been cooked. Fried rice. My daughter. What else you wanna talk about? Motherfucking JJ, let's talk about these Vikings. We got a little deep, you know Zimmer. You know, Mike Zimmer known for his defense anyways, defensive strategist, you know what I'm saying? He known for that. But we got Patrick Patterson, one of the best cornerbacks in the league this year. I think he's cleaned up the defense. Everybody back healthy. Justin Jefferson, you know what I'm saying, on the offensive side. Adam Thielen didn't have a huge year last year. He was dealing with some injuries, you know. But I feel like, I ain't gonna lie. We ain't gonna win a Super Bowl because it's too many fucking raw ass teams. But I feel like we the best in the NFC. You know what I'm saying? Justin Jefferson is just pissed off. He's a fucking animal. He was just pissed off. He was just pissed off because these people didn't motherfucking rate him high enough. Folks rated an 80 on Madden 2020, you know what I'm saying? It's goof ass shit. We can talk more about some ratings though, you know what I'm saying? Aaron Donald from the Los Angeles Rams was rated a 99. Jalen Ramsey was rated a 99 for the first time. Travis Kelce, tight end for KC, rated a 99. Pat Mahomes, boy. Rated a 99. I call him Project Pat. You feel me? Ain't nobody fucking me on a nickname, sad. I gave everybody a name. I gave my mama a nickname. 3-4 of them. She, who was that, baby? I'm, ma'am? You understand me? Yeah. My kids got 8 different names to call them. My oldest, Swervo, Kevo, Swervin, Swerviante, Basquino, Bebe, Obey. Basically, you know what I'm saying? My daughter, KK, K Killer, you know what I'm saying? Mommy, Muddles, you know what I'm saying? All that. But anyways, I'm the king of the nicknames, you know what I'm saying? Project Pat, first motherfucker y'all heard calling that. You know what I'm saying? Okay, man. Let's get into some movies, man. New movies I watched. I watched the new Suicide Squad 2. I'm saying Harley Quinn back doing her thing. It's a lot of new characters I ain't never know about, but like, cool. DC Universe, y'all did y'all shit on that. Y'all can't catch up with Marvel because they snap it. They like light years ahead of y'all. You know what I'm saying? But that was a good movie, y'all. I like Suicide Squad 1 and 2. 2, I think 2 was better to me because it was more like brains and guts and action and, you know what I'm saying? Shit, raw as hell. You feel me? But yeah, that shit was hard. And then I watched, I streamed a full, I binge watched motherfucking The Miss Pat Show. The shit, hey, listen. When I tell y'all, I've never seen a sitcom like this that just let it all out. They say everything, like shit the motherfuckers really say in the household. You know, like you would watch motherfucking The Hustle Boys or Meet the Browns or some weird ass shit. And they'd be like, hey, you jab turkey. Like, okay, they used to say that in the 70s, but like it's the future. Oh, you know what I'm saying? She in there talking crazy to motherfuckers. You stupid motherfucker to the kids. Oh, my mama. Like, it's busted. Like, on my kids. Mitch Pat, give her that lady her flowers, queen. You get your flowers, queen. I heard she been to like 3-4 different networks, been working for a long time. She's a hilarious stand-up comedian, and then that shit just transferred over into the TV. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, get that lady her flowers. Miss Pat Show. Y'all check that out. That's on BET Plus. That's streaming on BET Plus. Suicide Squad 2 streaming on HBO Max. Marlon Wayans got a new Marlon Wayans got a new stand-up. Hold on, let me check. I'm sorry. I ain't have my shit ready. This is my first episode, y'all. Let me get this name for y'all because I don't want y'all to not see it. I need y'all to know the exact name. You know what I'm saying? 1 second, you guys. You got a new stand up. The shit fucking hilarious, man. Like, damn. The man said the first 3 years was learning and mistakes and this, that, and the third, you know what I'm saying? And then the last one was he said his last 30 years gonna be his greatest years. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah. So, the new Marlon Wayans stand-up is Marlon Wayans, you know what it is. That shit funny to the motherfucker on my kids. I ain't gonna lie. I don't even do stand-up because it got kind of watered down. But, like, some of the motherfuckers I gotta catch, like. And Marlon, one of the GOATs. So, like, I had to go. What's up with Buddy? You know what I'm saying? So, y'all go check that out, too. That's on HBO Max as well. And then one thing on TV that I cannot get enough of is this motherfucking Raising Kanye. How the fuck say the boy name? The shit cold. I ain't gonna lie. The nigga 50 with this motherfucking Power Universe shit. The nigga's a fucking genius, man. The nigga's a fucking genius, man. The nigga is a fucking genius. Get that man his flowers too, King. You a fucking genius with this shit, bro. Only thing I be pissed off about, Saturday nights, I be waiting up. 11:59, that shit. Get on Stars or whatever the fuck you streaming off of. But it's, man, that shit like crack, folks. I want the next episode and the next episode. I want to just stream the whole shit, folks, but I can't wait. I can't just sit there knowing it's a new episode of Raising Kanye and I ain't watching it. That shit hard, I ain't gonna lie. It's up there with Snowfall, not close like neck and neck, you know what I'm saying? But it's up there for my kids. Get that boy's flowers, man. King 50, you feel me? But yeah, that was some good shit to watch out. That's on motherfucking Hulu, Prime, whatever you stars you got on that star. You know what I'm saying? Get that shit. You ain't watch it. Watch it. I ain't even watch Power. I ain't gonna lie. I know. Shit. Y'all cancel me if y'all want. I just got started, bitch. Can't cancel a bitch that just got started. This shit free. You feel me? But like I'm trying to tell you, boy, that Raising Kanye, boy, that bitch hard, bro. But yeah. Let's see. We gonna talk about some music now. Music shit. What's up, music? Y'all know I'm an artist too, man. You know, I write and rap. I'm saying I do shit like that, but I ain't gonna lie, motherfucker fell back. I got kids, boy. I'm a single father of two right now. You know, I have my oldest since he was 6 months. He 10. I got my youngest boy right now, but like, yeah, I'm a single father. So like, I'm a full-time single father. Like when I say hands-on dad. So like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck going on, you know. I don't want no motherfucking trophy or no medal or nothing for that shit because that's the fuck a motherfucker supposed to be. You around here fucking bitch raw, nothing. Every time you put your dick in something, you know what I'm saying? Every time that bitch get wet, get the moist, you get the you feel me? So like you gotta take care of the responsibilities, boy. Ain't none of that over here, you feel me? Yeah, bit dog. But yeah. Let's talk about this music though, man. This the motherfucking Apple charts for the albums. Number one album on Apple Music right now is YNW Melly. Just a Matter of Slime. Swear to God, it's going crazy. I heard that shit.
Motherfucker rocking with Shorty. He steady dropping shit. That nigga in jail, he steady dropping shit. You know what that mean? Them little niggas was working. They had shit put up on my kids. Cause dude, he got albums, nasty ass features. Like, Shorty a demon. I fuck with Shorty. He got some shit on there I fuck with. You know? Number two. Been there for a minute. Dirk and Baby Joe. I'm saying? The voice and the hero. I'm saying? Shit go crazy. Whole shit slapping. Beginning to end. That bitch slapping on bro. You hear me? I'm saying, shit, there's a couple more rappers made the top 10 were ETSG. I'm saying, that nigga made the top 10. He was number 6. I'm saying, a couple other rappers made the top 20. J. Cole, Offseason, still up there at number 14. Number 13, motherfucker Pop. I'm saying, RP Pop. I'm saying, he made top 20. I'm saying, he number 13. Polo G, motherfucker 19. He been up there for a minute. I'm saying he was number one. Shorty came out number one. You feel me? So, like, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? And shit. This is my first joint. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all hear me kind of pause. You know what I'm saying? I just bear with me, though. But, yeah. Shit, I'm wrapping this up right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to figure out everything. The tools, the fuels, the ins and outs of this shit. You feel me? But, I definitely appreciate motherfucker who do listen. If you don't listen, you should. If you don't want to, fuck you. My kids, you feel me? But on my kids, man, I'm just a single father trying to get to it. I'm saying, I know a lot of people go through shit. I'm a voice for the voiceless, you feel me? It's a lot. It used to be mama's baby, daddy's maybe, you feel me? It still is, cause it's always that baby. But like these new mamas, they be D'ing off on the kids. Whether it's with the daddy or the grandma. I'm saying, motherfucker have to go get man up by the foster care shit. I'm saying, the shit was crazy, you feel me? So like me in this situation, all this shit new to me, but I'm trying my best. So when motherfuckers give me compliments on my fathering and daddy, you the daddy of the year and all that. Man, look, I'm doing what the fuck I got to. Because if they ain't had me, they would be with some white people right now. It's some good white people in this earth. But like, come on, man. Y'all know that foster care shit. That shit ain't good on my kids. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't going to talk about that too much. But we could. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, this is the end of the first.